skin is made up of several layers. The protective, outermost layer, containing pigments, skin cells, and proteins, is called the epidermis. As we age, this layer thins out, and our skin starts to look more pale and translucent as the number of pigment-containing cells decrease. The next layer of skin is the dermis, which is made up of blood vessels, nerves, hair follicles, and sweat and oil glands. As we move into our 40s and beyond, the dermis loses 20 to 80% of its original thickness, as the proteins, collagen and elastin, that give it flexibility and strength plummet. The final layer of the skin, the layer under the dermis, contains some hair follicles, blood vessels, and fat, which shrinks with age, contributing to the appearance of aging skin. We can't stop the changes that the skin undergoes as we age, but we can certainly do some things to slow down the process and keep our skin looking younger longer. Hydration is essential, and one of the easiest ways to maintain skin health. In Ayurveda, aging is actually considered a process of dehydration. Water supports the structure of our skin, bolstering each cell to remain plump and juicy, creating radiant skin on the outside. The skin is the last place to receive nutrition from the blood, so exercising regularly can help to increase blood flow, keeping skin looking youthful for a longer period of time. Along with hydrating and exercising, avoid too much sun exposure, which increases wrinkles and contributes to a leathery-looking complexion, and use only pure oils like coconut or jojoba to moisturize. Not only does hydration support the structure of the skin, it is also essential to the formation of collagen. Chains of collagen molecules are held together by water bridges that are essential to their structure. Without water, collagen molecules become unstable. The best way to hydrate the skin and cells is to drink water, ideally spring water. Other ways are to consume soups, water-rich fruits and veggies, and organic herbal teas. Don't try to hydrate with neon sports drinks, alcohol, sugary sodas, or commercial brand fruit juices. Despite knowing that water is an important nutrient for our health and well-being, 75% of Americans are dehydrated. Dehydration occurs when water intake is less than water loss. Every day we lose water through urine, breathing, bowel movements, and sweating. Therefore, it is vital to replenish the body by staying hydrated and drinking water. When the body is dehydrated, it cannot operate at an optimal level. Dehydration slows down the metabolic processes as well as limits the body's natural healing capacity. If dehydration becomes chronic, it can cause inflammation in the body, contribute to degenerative diseases, affect kidney function, and lead to muscle damage or constipation. When the skin loses too much water, the lipid layers flatten out and slacken, and the skin becomes crepe-like. When you pinch dehydrated skin, it wrinkles and sticks together without its usual bounce, and it may take a long time to return to its proper place. It will look dull and can develop a scaly appearance. Fine lines and dark circles become more pronounced under the eyes. Without proper moisture content, cellular development is inhibited, leaving the skin unable to adequately repair itself. Signs you aren't drinking enough water? Increased thirst, dry mouth, lips, and/or eyes, dry skin, fatigue or sleepiness, small amounts of urine passed infrequently, low volume of urine that is more yellowish than normal, headache, dizziness, muscle cramps, cessation of sweating, kidney pain. How much water should you be drinking? A good guide is to drink one half of your body weight in ounces of water daily. In other words, if you weigh 150 pounds, you should drink 75 ounces of water each day. If you are an athlete or live in a hot climate, you will need to increase this amount. Similarly, if you consume alcohol, caffeinated beverages, or other diuretic drinks, you will need to replenish more, because even though you are consuming liquids, those particular liquids pull hydration out of the cells. Drink your water at room temperature. Ayurvedic tradition states that room temperature water is easier on the digestive system than cold water. Sip water slowly, but continuously, throughout the day, rather than gulp it all down in one go. This gives your tissues more time to absorb the hydration, and you won't find yourself needing to run to the bathroom as often. When you drink good quality water, your body will notice the difference. Drink water first thing in the morning. Every morning when you wake up, the first thing you should do is drink 1 liter, approximately 34 ounces, of fresh, pure water on an empty stomach. I drink fresh spring water with a pinch or two of sea salt and charcoal when I am living in Canada. When I am in Hawaii, I drink fresh spring water with sea salt, chunks of citrus fruit, and charcoal. This single habit could transform your beauty for life. First, it rehydrates your water-starved cells. Second, it flushes your colon of toxins and boosts the detoxification activity of your kidneys. Third, it can boost your metabolism by as much as 24%, and it can curb your appetite, both of which support healthy weight loss efforts. Bottled water. Americans consume over 8.6 billion gallons of bottled water a year. Most bottled water comes in polyethylene terephthalate bottles, indicated by PET, PETE, or the number 1 on the bottom of the bottle. When exposed to hot temperatures, this plastic can leach chemicals into the water, so make sure you never drink your bottle of water after it has been sitting in the car on a hot summer day. The worst bottles on the market are the very thin plastic ones. A machine blows up the bottle and immediately fills it with water, so the newly blown plastic has plenty of opportunity to off-gas into the water, which means you get a good dose of plastic when you drink that water. Even worse, hundreds of pallets of bottled water sit out in the hot sun at most distribution facilities, turning your bottled water into what I like to call plastic tea. BPA is a very problematic chemical often found in hard plastics like water cooler jugs and sports water bottles. A National Institutes of Health, NIH, committee agreed that BPA may cause neurological and behavioral problems in fetuses, infants, and children. A separate NIH-sponsored panel found an even greater risk, saying that adult exposure to BPA likely affects the female reproductive system, the immune system, and the brain. Spring water. The best water ever. Spring water is structured by the earth in a highly efficient molecular shape for hydration. Compared to the structure of water being forced through a narrow municipal pipe full of metals, it is as different as night from day. Moreover, the earth has added minerals to the water. Just because water comes from a spring does not mean it is safe to drink, though. Be sure to test your source. You can add the following to your spring water and take it to the next level. Lemon increases hydration and helps purify the blood and supports clear skin. Sea salt mineralizes your water. Infusing schizandra and goji supports kidney and liver health. And MSM delivers high levels of sulfur for strong nails, hair, and glowing skin. Eat your water. Previous generations acquired a lot of their hydration through fresh fruits and vegetables. When you eat processed foods, your body needs more water than normal to digest, process, detoxify, and eliminate. It is a double whammy against your cells, skin, and beauty. Because not only are you not getting the natural hydration through whole fruits and vegetables, your body actually needs more water to deal with processed foods. In addition, fruits and vegetables are absorbed more slowly by the body, which helps you feel full. For a list of beautifying fruits and vegetables with high water content, check out the enhancement. Your health and how you look is highly dependent on proper hydration. Make sure you drink enough water throughout the day. Add lemon, your favorite fruit, or a pinch of sea salt to enhance the beauty benefits. Create a lifelong habit of drinking fresh, delicious spring water whenever possible, and your cells and skin will thank you. Cellular optimization. Epigenetics. We all want glowing health. Until just a few decades ago, we thought the genes we inherited at conception were beyond our control, that the genes our parents passed to us predetermined our health. If our parents had thin hair or cellulite, or were prone to varicose veins, we would too. The beauty behind epigenetics is understanding that we have more control than we thought, and that we can influence or optimize our genes to affect our health and appearance. Just as we interact with our immediate environment, our cells interact with their immediate environment, our blood. In order for cells to fully develop and do their jobs, they need to grow in a nutrient-rich environment free from toxins. When we eat a diet high in nutrition, as we just talked about in cellular nutrition, plus provide our cells an oxygen-rich environment gained through proper exercise, then the cells can only express health, growth, and vitality, which leads to radiant beauty. When our blood's nutrient level goes down and its toxic load goes up, cells begin to express unwanted characteristics. A diet high in processed foods, heavy metals, oxidized oils, and other contaminants will create a culture medium for cells that express wrinkles, mutations, damage, and low energy. Epigenetics has been a hot topic in the health world over the past decade. It is the study of how chemical markers on DNA shape gene expression. Epigenetics means above the gene, and refers to how genes are turned on or off by markers, or tags, on DNA. If a group of cells is grown in a petri dish within a healthy culture medium, they grow normally and properly. If we then place that group of cells into an unhealthy or contaminated solution, the cells immediately begin to exhibit unhealthy properties. This is the essence of epigenetics. Genes are expressed through their interaction with their environment. To put it simply, you are not at the mercy of your genetics, but rather can go above simple DNA sequencing and replication to enhance cell expression. If your mother has beautiful skin while your father does not, then you can express your mother's genes by making positive lifestyle choices. Stem cells. Have you ever watched a Marvel movie or TV show with the character Wolverine in it? In addition to having really good hair, he has an incredibly cool healing ability. No matter what physically happens to him, his body can rapidly regenerate back into a healthy state. Do you know that you have a very similar superpower within you to heal and regenerate your cells? Superheroes unite! In your bone marrow, you have what are called adult stem cells. These master builder cells have chameleon-like properties and can morph into any type of cell the body needs to replace or heal tissues and organs at any given time. Typically, a cell performs only a very specific function within the body. For example, nerve cells, neurons, exist to transmit information throughout the nervous system. They aren't responsible for, say, building muscle or creating skin. To stick with movie analogies, stem cells are like transformers. They can change themselves to perform any cellular function the body needs them to. While they may not make the awesome sound effects Optimus Prime does as he changes, they can travel anywhere in the body and transmute into the type of cell needed in the brain, the kidneys, the heart, the liver, etc., to fix physical or cellular damage. And that is incredibly awesome. To break it down a little further, you have about 150 million stem cells in your bone marrow that are constantly making copies of themselves. The original stem cell remains in the bone marrow while the copy moves into the bloodstream. Some of these copies are involved in the everyday process of renewal, replacing aging cells and muscles, tissues, and blood. You wouldn't live longer than 1 hour without your stem cells replacing your exhausted cells, because your cells are constantly dying. If you sustain a trauma or are exposed to any toxins, if you fall and break a bone or get a cut and need to fight off an infection, the damaged organ or tissue sends out a signal that your stem cell copies are attracted to. The stem cell copies travel to the damaged area, migrate into it, and then go through a proliferation process to transform into the type of cell that repairs that specific tissue. Think about the skin of a newborn baby or a toddler. It's smooth, dewy, unblemished, and draws us in with its sweet glow. Babies have a 100% circulation rate of adult stem cells in their blood, which is why their skin is so elastic, their eyes are so bright, and their hair is so shiny. By the time you're 35, the stem cell release rate from your bone marrow has dropped by 45%. At age 50, your stem cell release rate has dropped to 50%. At age 65, your stem cell release rate has dropped by a whopping 90%. This leaves you with only 10% of your original stem cells circulating through your body to replace your cells, fight disease, and repair tissue and organ damage. Is it any wonder this is the point when people start to heavily complain about feeling old and start to rapidly visually age? If skin youthfulness is due to stem cells replacing aging skin cells, then fueling a continuous release of stem cells is the key to naturally reducing wrinkles, increasing skin tone, elasticity, and moisture, and creating that coveted baby skin glow. Understanding this has led the scientific community to heavily research how to keep stem cells stronger longer. Research has shown that one of the easiest ways to support stem cells is with nutrition. We can get on the right path to feeding our stem cells exactly what they need if we think about nutrition in three steps: eliminating foods that overburden the digestive system, detoxifying environmental contaminants, and pairing an organic, plant-based, whole foods diet with superfoods and super herbs. In addition, exercise and sleep greatly affect the strength and replication abilities of our stem cells, and both will be covered later in the book. Telomeres. Jean Calment lived to be 122 before passing away in 1997. A woman after my own heart, she claimed the secret to living so long was eating copious amounts of olive oil and raw chocolate, in combination with staying active and keeping her stress levels low. This is the way I choose to live my own life. And now, amazingly, science is backing Jean and me up as being on the right path to health. As we discussed, cells are the basic building blocks of all living things, including us, and they contain DNA and chromosomes. At the end of each chromosome are tiny end caps called telomeres, which determine the lifespan of cells. Each time cells replicate, the end caps get a little shorter and the cells age. Shortened telomeres have been linked by scientists to premature aging, cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, Alzheimer's disease, and even cancer. Over time, telomeres get too short, which prompts cells to die. Telomeres are basically like little biological time clocks ticking down, marking the time we have left on Earth. All the beauty functions of cells operate better with stronger telomeres. For example, when we are young and our telomeres are full, they synthesize a high volume of collagen for our skin. Young skin is firm and smooth and radiant for this reason. As we age and our telomeres shorten, they prompt less collagen to be made. Older skin is wrinkled, saggy, and lackluster for this reason. Age spots, graying hair, rigid split nails, These physical attributes are at the mercy of telomeres. Over time, the cells in skin, hair, and nails, melanocytes, lose their ability to maintain skin tone, hair color, and nail health as the telomeres shorten. Eventually, when all the melanocytes in hair have died, hair becomes pure white. Given the role telomeres play in physical appearance, looking older than your age is a sign your telomeres are aging more rapidly than they should. There is an exciting body of research into telomere lengthening that involves the activation of an enzyme called telomerase, which is responsible for building the telomere end caps. By naturally activating telomerase to lengthen the size of your telomeres, you can slow the physical aging process. Imagine having the skin of a 20-year-old when you are 60, or having your original hair color at 70. This could actually be possible with telomere technology. While scientists keep working with telomerase, seeking the proverbial fountain of youth, many studies have shown that we can influence our telomeres by understanding how their length corresponds to our daily habits. The way we live tells our telomeres whether they should speed up cellular aging or slow it down. This means each day we have the opportunity to consciously make positive lifestyle choices to maintain the strength and length of our telomeres. We can be the person who ages gracefully and slowly, the one who walks into a room at age 75 and hears people murmur, "Wow, she looks so good for her age." Studies have shown that eating the right foods and incorporating movement into our lives can have an effect on telomeres in as little as 3 to 4 weeks. The top 14 plant-based telomere-friendly foods are almonds, avocados, beets, red, purple, and blueberries, broccoli, garlic, grapefruit, kale, olive oil, oranges, red apples, sea vegetables, sweet potatoes, and tomatoes. Research has conclusively shown that telomeres highly respond to many different types and exertion levels of exercise. Exercise encourages autophagy, the activity in the cells that removes damaged molecules and keeps your cells spick and span. Plus, it reduces oxidative stress and inflammation. While all movement will positively affect you, two types of exercise are most noteworthy for increasing telomere length. Moderate aerobic exercise, performed 3 times a week for 45-minute periods, and high-intensity interval training, HIIT, in which short bursts of activity are alternated with short recovery periods for between 4 and 15 minutes. Conclusion. Radiant beauty can be attained by slowing your cellular aging and maintaining your youthfulness through nutrition, protection, hydration, and optimization. Practicing healthy habits can turn the tide of cellular time in your favor, reducing inflammation, oxidation, free radicals, and stress, which hack away at the length of your telomeres and turn on unfavorable genes. Thankfully, you have all the tools to counter this in order to be beautiful on both the outside and the inside. Beauty Factor 4. Balance Hormones. So many people approach me at my events asking questions about hormones. I started doing a tremendous amount of research on the subject and have come to the firm conclusion that hormones play a critical role in overall health, well-being, and, you guessed it, beauty. Hormones are the chemical messengers of the endocrine system, which comprises all the glands in the human body. These glands take molecules from the blood and transform them into hormones. Hormones circulate throughout the body until they meet up with the particular receptor they are shaped to activate. These receptors might be in the cells of the brain, the skin, the reproductive organs, the digestive tract, or countless other places in the body. Hormones govern sleep, growth, puberty, metabolism, fertility, healing, tissue quality, mood, and more. They are what I call the master switches and require high-quality nutrients and fats for their formation and function. Even the slightest imbalances in hormone levels can lead to a whole host of problems in the body that can affect your health, how you look, and how you feel. Hormonal imbalances accelerate sebum production, which triggers acne, dry skin, inflammation and redness, wrinkles and fine lines, and hyperpigmentation. High levels of certain hormones can lead to thickened or brittle, peeling nails. Decreased hormone levels can lead to dry, thinning hair, hair loss, or hair growth in unwanted places like the chin and neck. Increased hormone levels can cause thinning of the hair strands and loss of hair in random clumping patterns. Since hormones govern metabolism and mood, elevated or decreased hormone levels can cause mood swings, weight gain, particularly around the abdomen, weight retention, cravings for carbohydrates, and insulin resistance. Hormones can affect your mood either directly or by interfering with your sleep-wake cycle, causing irritability, depression, and anxiety. When working in concert with one another, hormones can be your best friend and biggest beauty asset. But when they become unbalanced, they can be your worst enemy and wreak havoc on your appearance. In this chapter, we'll explore the 10 hormones critical to beauty and what you can do to keep them in balance in your body. These beauty hormones are estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, thyroid, DHEA, oxytocin, endorphins, serotonin, melatonin, and pregnenolone. Estrogen. Estrogen is the feminine hormone. It affects everything from the shape of the waist and bust to the strength and softness of hair. It determines bone size and weight and increases fat storage around the hips and thighs, which creates beautiful feminine curves. It influences hair growth, both where and how thick it grows. It improves circulation to the skin and promotes collagen production. Plus, it promotes the production of serotonin and influences the effects of endorphins. There are three estrogens: estradiol, estriol, and estrone. Estradiol, made from cholesterol, helps the growth and development of the reproductive system and is dominant from puberty through to menopause. Estriol is most produced during pregnancy and is considered the weakest of the three types of estrogen. Estrone is found most commonly after menopause and can be made in fat cells, which has researchers eyeing excess estrone as a possible link to cancer. Estrogen may be the feminine hormone, but men need it too. In the male body, estrogen is crucial for neuronal connections, both for their formation and maintenance. It also helps maintain male sexual function, healthy weight, and bone mass. The important thing to remember about estrogens, as well as all the hormones, is to keep them balanced so that no single hormone becomes too dominant. For balancing estrogen, aged prepared citrus peel, ashwagandha, black cohosh, dong quai, licorice, maca, passion flower, raspberry leaf, rhodiola, schizandra berry, and tea tree essential oil. Progesterone. Progesterone is hands down the most important sex hormone for women. It is the hormone that keeps women feeling youthful by regulating fertility, pregnancy, menstruation, and sex drive. Estrogen is kept in check by progesterone, so maintaining a healthy weight, cultivating a thick head of hair, radiating acne-free skin, mentally multitasking, and maintaining a blissful mood are all linked to progesterone. The precursor for adrenal hormones, it is strongly influential in keeping up energy levels, contributing to healthy sleep cycles, and working to balance stress within the body. Although progesterone is generally considered to be a female hormone, men do produce a small amount that acts as a precursor to testosterone and counteracts the negative effects of too much estrogen. For balancing and boosting progesterone, B vitamins, black foods, cruciferous vegetables, evening primrose, maca, progesterone cream, turmeric, valerian, vitex, chasteberry, and supplements rich in zinc. Testosterone. Testosterone is the foundation for hefty bone and muscle mass, and it powers the male sex drive. In men, testosterone regulates fat-burning metabolism, helping them maintain a healthy weight, especially in their abdominal region. It also plays a crucial role in mood. For women, adequate testosterone levels stave off estrogen dominance, maintain a healthy sex drive, and balance mood and energy levels. New research indicates that it may be a reduction in testosterone that causes women to lose muscle tone, gain weight, and experience a decrease in their libido. In both men and women, testosterone directly affects sebum production for the skin. If testosterone levels are too high, then acne can become an issue. Testosterone is converted to dihydrotestosterone, DHT, which lubricates the skin by controlling the glands that produce sebum. Without DHT, skin becomes dry and flaky. For boosting testosterone, ashwagandha, cistanch, garlic, ginseng, over 8 years old, mucuna pruriens, saw palmetto, tongkat ali, tribulus, and vigorous exercise. Thyroid. This small gland has a big impact on overall health for both men and women. The thyroid is a shield gland that holds a negative charge, which means it acts like a sink for cleaning up positively charged toxins. Because our environment is so toxic, many people are experiencing problems with their thyroid and thyroid hormones. The American Thyroid Association estimates that 20 million Americans have thyroid conditions, and women are up to 8 times more likely than men to develop an issue with their thyroid. The thyroid is also responsible for producing the majority of the metabolic hormones that control nearly every function in the body. Thyroid hormones regulate metabolism and weight, and work together with all the other hormones, including those most crucial to beauty: estrogen, testosterone, cortisol, and progesterone. When thyroid hormones are in balance, you feel energized and you look radiant, fresh, and youthful. However, when they are out of balance, nearly all of your systems go into a type of free fall. You can experience everything from chronic fatigue to autoimmune diseases to digestive issues to cancer. Thyroid dysfunction can cause feelings of restlessness, irritability, and anxiety, and it can put stress on the heart, the reproductive system, and the brain, leading to irregular heartbeats, irregular menstrual cycles, and difficulty concentrating. Weak thyroid function can also lead to gray hair and hair loss. One of the best ways to keep your thyroid hormone production strong is maintaining sufficient iodine levels. To support thyroid, ashwagandha, bacopa, brahmi, black walnut, ginger, iodine, and nettle. DHEA. DHEA has a long technical name, dehydroepiandrosterone. But in the simplest terms, it is a steroidal pre-hormone manufactured by the adrenals. The adrenal glands produce many critical action hormones, including adrenaline, cortisol, and aldosterone. When the adrenals are taxed, they have a harder time producing the precursor hormone pregnenolone, which, when low, can lead to dark circles under the eyes, patches of dark skin on the face, dry skin, hair loss, and acne. DHEA is an anti-aging hormone that protects against metabolic disorders by supporting the liver and kidneys and by activating cells to properly metabolize fats and sugars. This has a direct impact on weight and diabetes management. DHEA also promotes sebum and collagen production, as well as skin hydration and skin strength. In addition, DHEA is essential for stable moods, an overall sense of well-being, and healthy sexuality throughout late adulthood. Low levels of DHEA in postmenopausal women and andropausal men can lead to deterioration of the immune system, degradation of muscles, and cognitive dysfunction. Keep your DHEA levels high and your adrenals functioning properly by getting plenty of sleep and eating a diet with adequate levels of omega-3 fatty acids, especially ALA and DHA, including algae, fish, or krill oil, depending on your preference, cold-pressed extra virgin olive oil, cold-pressed virgin coconut oil, hemp seeds, and pumpkin seeds. To support nutritional DHEA, cordyceps, DHEA supplements, maca, magnesium, rhodiola, tungkat ali, tribulus, and vitamin C. Oxytocin. Oxytocin, referred to sometimes as the cuddle hormone, is released during and after childbirth, and also when you are making love. Oxytocin creates strong bonds between you and your loved ones, which has a direct effect on your outward appearance. The glow and shine that emanate from a woman's skin and eyes after delivering a baby is a direct result of the release of oxytocin. It has the same effect when released in men and children as well. It is important to mention that for many women, there is a trend of oxytocin deficiency that is seriously affecting the way they feel about their appearance and sexuality. Oxytocin is a bonding hormone, and it increases in women when sharing and communicating. In a society in which people are becoming increasingly isolated from one another, low oxytocin levels can make women feel alone, depressed, unloved, and unattractive. Cultivating a strong network of female friends and family will ensure sufficient oxytocin levels. Endorphins. Endorphins are essential for feeling pleasure and euphoria. They also relieve pain. They are released during periods of strenuous exercise, increased emotional stress, pain, and orgasm. They directly affect your sense of happiness, your satisfaction with life, and your well-being. Endorphins are particularly helpful in mitigating the skin-damaging effects of cortisol. Regular stimulation of endorphin receptors ensures younger, dewy skin. To influence endorphin production, exercise, lavender, and vanilla. Serotonin. Though serotonin is a neurotransmitter, it acts in similar ways to hormones. It is primarily manufactured in the gut, where doses of it are released when you feel important, significant, depressed, or lonely. Not only is serotonin responsible for moderating mood fluctuations, it also supports healthy sleep cycles, boosts the immune system, and regulates the cardiovascular and gastrointestinal systems. Serotonin provides a significant boost to your mood, which explains the primary reason you may reach for dark chocolate when you're feeling low. Dark chocolate is a rich source of L-tryptophan, which your body converts to serotonin and melatonin. Certain serotonin receptors in the human body have been identified in connection with the itch of eczema, psoriasis, and other skin disorders. When serotonin levels are high, skin is healthy and glows naturally from within. To support serotonin, black foods, exercise, St. John's wort, tryptophan-rich foods, tryptophan or 5-HTP supplements, vitamin D, and zinc supplements. Melatonin. Melatonin is an anti-aging hormone that supports the production of collagen and elastin for smooth, glowing skin. It has antioxidant properties that not only protect the skin from sun damage, but also serve to repair damaged skin cells. Perhaps the most important contribution that melatonin makes for beauty is its power to regulate the sleep-wake cycle. Beauty sleep is more than just a cat nap now and then. You can hear all about how sleep contributes to beauty in the Natural Hormone Balance and Sleep section. Pregnenolone. From pregnenolone, the body makes every other steroid hormone that it needs to thrive. Testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, cortisol, and DHEA. With enough pregnenolone on board, you are adaptable to stress and feel happy even when things don't go your way. When pregnenolone decreases, you can experience sexual decline, a loss of energy, sleep disturbances, weakness, arthritis, and cardiovascular impairment. All of these lead to creaking, cracking, croaking bodies. To build pregnenolone, coconut, ghee or grass-fed butter, olive oil, and yams. Hormone imbalances. Chances are, since you're listening to this book, you've recently experienced one of the many signs of hormone imbalance. Persistent weight gain, loss of muscle mass, low sex drive, fatigue, brain fog, irritability, poor sleep, sweating, bloating, cravings, hair thinning and loss, hair growth in unwanted places, acne breakouts, mood changes, or others. Hormone imbalances are an epidemic in today's fast-paced, toxin-filled world. So many women and men approach me at my lectures or email me about how they look and feel tired all the time. They are stressed out, have lost their libido, are experiencing brain fog, can't lose weight no matter how much they exercise, and are suffering from cramps, mood swings, and lethargy. I actually had one woman ask me, why are women's bodies defective? Women's bodies aren't flawed. They are perfectly designed. It's our modern lifestyle that has serious problems inherent in it. This is causing us to live unbalanced lives, and hormone imbalances are a result. All hormones interact with one another. When one hormone gets out of balance, it affects all the others. The common analogy is that hormones are like a symphony. When all the instruments are in tune, playing together, it's melodic and beautiful. But if the drums miss the beat, the music is no longer beautiful. Based on my research, hormone imbalances are fixable through proper diet, nutrition, exercise, stress management, and simple lifestyle changes. Conventional medicine would have you believe that mood swings, weight gain, and adult acne are inevitable and unavoidable, and that the only way to solve these problems is through surgery, synthetic hormone replacement, and drugs, drugs, and more drugs. All of what I am teaching you in this book will enable you to make changes now for the better, so ideally you won't ever have to face hormonal imbalances. When your hormones are out of balance, they are crying for help to get you to address the root of the problem, not just mask your symptoms with drugs and over-the-counter remedies. It is possible to maintain a youthful glow and be filled with vitality because beauty is easy to achieve when your hormones are in balance. All of my research has led me to three main reasons why so many men and women are struggling with this. Estrogen dominance, insulin resistance, cortisol elevation. We have to get estrogen, insulin, and cortisol back into balance to allow our potential for extraordinary beauty to shine. Estrogen dominance. Estrogen dominance is the new norm for many people. For men, it shows up as the dreaded beer belly, muscle loss, and a lack of drive. It causes men to become irritable and impossible to live with. If you are wondering what happened to your lean, passionate, driven man, estrogen dominance got him. For women, it is the muffin top, a bloated face, and a drop in sex drive. Even varicose veins can be caused by estrogen dominance. The following are the top estrogen disruptors you need to be aware of. Xenoestrogens are the deadliest estrogens. Our environment is loaded with these human-made xenoestrogens, which mimic real estrogens and have a devastating impact upon beauty, radiance, and drive. You can find them in food dyes, cosmetics, cleaning products, plastics, mattresses, carpets, herbicides, pesticides, and even the coating on paper receipts. Parabens are common preservatives and perhaps the foremost chemical group responsible for disrupting the endocrine system. Parabens wreak havoc on our sex hormones. Long-chain parabens can mimic estrogens and have been shown, even in low doses, to activate the human epidermal growth factor receptor on cancer genes. A growing body of consumers is demanding that the long-term effects of accumulated parabens in the body be evaluated, as parabens have been found in over 90% of human breast cancer tumors studied and are questioned in relation to declining sperm counts in men. On personal care product labels, parabens are often listed with the prefixes ethyl, methyl, propyl, isopropyl, butyl, or isobutyl, and can be found in everything from deodorants to toothpastes, soaps and sunscreens, shampoos, and conditioners. Phthalates are a highly toxic family of industrial chemicals added to plastics to make them flexible. Phthalates are particularly pernicious because they vaporize easily, are colorless and odorless, and easily slough off into the environment. They can be absorbed into the body by inhalation, ingestion, or through the skin into the bloodstream. The CDC states that phthalates are detected in nearly every American, from babies to adults. Phthalates are responsible for major thyroid and reproductive system toxicity, manifesting as early onset of puberty in girls, permanent reproductive abnormalities in baby boys, reduced sperm quantity and testosterone in men, decreased thyroid hormones, and asthma problems. What's even more shocking is that phthalates are often hidden in products, as they are, for example, one of the many ingredients that can make up the ingredient fragrance in a product. Watch out for cosmetics, deodorants, hairstyling products, hand and body lotions, nail polishes, sanitary pads and tampons, and anything containing fragrance. BPA's endocrine-disrupting toxicity was brought to the attention of the masses when the FDA banned BPA from sippy cups and other baby products. Unfortunately, BPA-free doesn't mean safe or healthy, as manufacturers have substituted in bisphenol S, BPS, and bisphenol F, BPF, which are just as hormonally disruptive. BPA is still found in too many personal care and plastic products to count. Endless amounts of canned goods, takeout boxes, water bottles, and single-cup coffee makers, and every receipt you are handed from a cashier. Count on these endocrine disruptors to block the proper functioning of your metabolic hormones, a problem directly associated with heart disease, diabetes, and obesity. Scientific studies have linked BPA to infertility, breast cancer, sperm abnormalities, and sexual dysfunction in men. Both BPA and BPS have been shown to cross the placenta, affecting the growth of infants in utero. Volatile organic compounds, VOCs, are nasty gaseous chemicals such as formaldehyde, styrene, benzene, and trichloroethylene, that are released into the air from almost every front in the home. They can be in the water, which, when heated, releases them into the air. They permeate the air around upholstery, particle board furniture, carpets, paints, wallpaper, adhesives, and more. Toxic exposure to VOCs can cause skin lesions, skin yellowing, and defatting of the skin, which leads to skin rashes, skin redness, and scaly, dry skin. They disrupt the metabolic hormones so the body does not burn its fuel efficiently, and the metabolites are not flushed through and excreted properly. This creates a cascade of aging effects. We become weaker. Our skin becomes thinner. We start to go gray. And we lose strength and vitality. Sunscreen has long been promoted to protect the skin from UV damage from the sun. We're taught to slather on sunscreen from a young age to protect our skin from cancerous melanomas, and yet There is no scientific evidence to back up this claim. As you've heard throughout this book, there are many foods you can eat and products you can use to boost your skin's natural defenses against UV damage. I strongly recommend this chemical-free approach, especially in light of the strong evidence that chemical sunscreen ingredients, called UV filters, cause significant hormone disruptions. Not only are the active ingredients disruptive, many of the inactive ingredients in sunscreens, such as phthalates, BPA, synthetic fragrances, and parabens, have been proven to disrupt the endocrine system. Remember that whether you are male or female, all of your hormones must be in proper balance in order to maintain health and beauty for the long haul. If you are experiencing any of these symptoms of estrogen dominance mentioned earlier or anywhere else in this book, you'll also want to avoid the following high estrogen food sources. Unfermented GMO soy. In the East, soy is grown and prepared traditionally, without genetic engineering, and without overprocessing. In fact, most soy eaten in the East has undergone only the natural process of fermentation, a practice that promotes the healthy growth of probiotics that help the body digest food properly. In contrast, U.S. soybeans have been genetically engineered since 1994. This is an issue that affects not only the health and beauty of men and women. Children are also being exposed to more and more of these phytoestrogens on a daily basis. Soy and soy products are used in nearly 60% of processed foods found on grocery store shelves, in school cafeterias, and in restaurants all over the United States. U.S.-grown soy is also the most common base for protein powders, protein bars, and infant formulas. Soy products contain isoflavones, which are known to disrupt thyroid hormones, leading to hyperthyroidism and goiter. They are also known endocrine-disrupting phytoestrogens, plant-derived estrogens, which attach themselves to estrogen receptors, nudging out true estrogens. They can both mimic estrogen and act exactly opposite to it. Giving infants and young men and women soy is like giving them birth control pills. Phytoestrogens not only affect reproduction, but also sexual vitality, growth, hormonal development, and eventually longevity and beauty. Conventional meat. The FDA allows the use of steroid hormone implants in beef cattle. This means that the hormones given to cattle include natural estradiol, testosterone, and progesterone, as well as several synthetic hormones, which are growth promoters. These hormones stimulate not only growth, but also an increase in naturally produced hormones. The levels of these natural hormones, like testosterone, progesterone, and estrogen, can sometimes be as high as 7 to 20 times the normal amount. Most cattle subsist on a high-carb diet heavily contaminated with pesticides and GMOs. Then the meat is irradiated before it's sent to grocery stores. Once in grocery stores, beef is sometimes drenched in chlorine to kill bacteria. Furthermore, if the animals are stressed, which they usually are because of overcrowding in feedlots, then we are also eating their elevated stress hormones. This is alarming, particularly because over the past few decades, young children with elevated hormones are demonstrating numerous imbalances and negative outcomes relating to puberty, fertility, and sexual development. I strongly urge you to protect yourself and your family if you choose to eat meat by getting to know your local farmer and only procuring grass-fed beef and pasture-raised poultry, because factory farmed chickens are also fed a diet high in GMO and pesticide-laced grains. Conventional dairy products. Just like with humans, cows produce less milk when it is pumped than when a baby is nursing to stimulate lactation. Therefore, cows raised conventionally are typically given medications to improve their milk production. Over 20 different phytoestrogen hormones and medications, including estradiol, have been found in conventional milk. You've probably seen labels on dairy products stating they are RBGH or hormone-free. That's a great start. But it's not the only concern with conventionally raised cows. Free-range cows are pregnant just a couple of times a year, and they lactate only until their calves are weaned. In contrast, a typical dairy cow is kept pregnant and/or lactating for most of the year. This really messes with their hormones, and those hormones wind up in your milk products. In particular, conventional dairy products contain insulin growth factor and excess estrogen. These lead to blood sugar spikes and mood swings, among other hormonal issues. This excess estrogen may be, in fact, the leading reason girls are starting puberty younger and younger. In 2010, girls were documented to be starting puberty as early as 7 and 8 years old. The most recent research is pointing directly to environmental exposure to hormones. Estrogen dominance solutions. Nature's answer to estrogen dominance is a compound called diindolylmethane, DIM. DIM comes from indole-3-carbinol, I3C, which is found in cruciferous vegetables like broccoli and cabbage. DIM helps the body detoxify bad estrogens and also prevents good estrogens and other helpful hormones like testosterone from flipping into bad estrogens. One of the challenges of hormone therapies is this flipping of a good hormone into a bad one, called aromatization. In an estrogen-dominant person, it is easier for aromatization to occur, but DIM helps block this. DIM is a great indirect fat burner, too, through promoting good estrogen metabolites and higher free testosterone. Consuming foods high in DIM, like arugula, broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, kale, mustard greens, and turnips, and consuming even more than your grandparents did, will help counteract this new threat to your beauty and health. You can further protect yourself by filtering your drinking water, limiting your exposure to toxins found in clothing and cosmetics, and the VOCs described earlier, supplementing with probiotics and glutathione-supporting products, and adding the following SOD and sulfur-rich, glutathione-supporting, xenobiotic-eliminating foods to your diet. Please choose organic. Apples, berries, broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, garlic, ginger, olives, and cold-pressed olive oil, pomegranates, and tomatoes. Insulin resistance. Insulin is a hormone produced by the pancreas that enables the body to transfer energy from the food we eat to our cells in the form of glucose. When we eat food like carbohydrates, a portion of that food is turned into glucose, sugar, which circulates in the blood. When sugar circulates in the blood, insulin is produced. Insulin acts as an escort, bringing glucose to cells to see if they will open a door and let it in. White flour, sugary foods, and processed foods flood the body with a massive amount of glucose in a very short amount of time. Whenever we load up on low-nutrient carbs, insulin goes into overdrive to present the glucose to the cells. If insulin knocks too much, like a nosy neighbor, then the cells simply don't answer. So where does the nosy neighbor go when the cells don't answer the door? Insulin cannot let glucose simply stay wandering around in the blood because glucose needs a home. So the body builds it a home. Fat. The liver takes all that unwelcome glucose and does the best it can by turning it into fat. When the body has high levels of insulin from a carb-rich diet, overeating, or especially eating late at night, it becomes a fat-storing machine. Insulin signals the body to stop burning fat and instead store it. So even if you are dieting, when your carbs are too high, or you are eating at the wrong time, your body will store fat instead of burn it. Insulin resistance is a vicious cycle of glucose turning into fat, which further increases insulin resistance and prompts more glucose to store as fat.